Pardon me, 9:40, 20 until 10 here on WWL. And our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll throughout the morning has been asking you a couple of different things. First of all, it asked you if you thought the Saints were going to take care of business and beat the Titans. And the answers we got finally, or the final answer was 87% are saying yes. The remainder are saying no. Steve Court, our friend, joins us, former Saints offensive lineman and co-host of Fans First Take. Good morning, Steve, and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to you.
Did you go to a bowl game at Arkansas?
Yeah, I went to several. Five.
What kind of treatment do you get? I'm always, you know, like I like to go behind the scenes with you guys to see exactly what it's like because, you know, a few of us have played football at that level. They treat you nice. What happens? You get to the city, and from there, does the coach take practice seriously or not?
Well, yeah, they certainly do. It means a lot to win a bowl game, or at least you used to. Mm-hmm. You know, and there was quite a few less bowl games back when I played, but nevertheless, it was something they always used as bowl practice was not only to get younger guys ready for the next year, but they also wanted to make sure that you know, again, depending upon the standings of you know what this bowl meant, you know. There was only, I think, maybe three times that we played for a bowl. There was a really super meaningful bowl game. The other two were kind of like gifts for the end of the season. But they were they treated you very well. It was nice. It was always fun to go to bowl games.
Which ones did you go to, Steve, or just the bigger ones?
Oh, gosh. Fiesta Bowl, Sugar Bowl, let's see, Gator Bowl. And I can't remember the other two. Hall of Fame game, and then there was a what was the other one I went to?
Did you have a favorite? Let me ask you that. Did you have one?
The Sugar Bowl was the greatest one. That was the best one.
Because?
It meant much. We were playing Alabama, really, for the national championship, so there meant a lot. Mm-hmm. But it was just a nicer place. New Orleans was a nicer place to be than a lot of other places. Fiesta was a nice bowl as well.
So yeah. you get there, you practice a little bit. You do some charity work, I guess, or visit hospitals. I don't mean to make light of that. That's a very important thing that you do. But what about recreation? What are they? You know, I know it's different from bowl to bowl, but what are some of the things like as a team they would take you to do?
Well, there was all kind of different kind of activities they would have you do. Well, you know, a lot of them it seemed like everything was revolved around either lunch or dinner. So there was a lot of those.
Wait, what'd you say, Steve? Revolved around what?
Lunch or dinner. Yeah. And
nothing wrong with that.
No, of course not. But then I guess there was a lot of, they would usually take you to go where they're, you know, whatever that city was famous for, mm-hmm. and they would do a tour or, you know, some kind of a thing like that. Or they would, you know, sort of the life of the city of wherever you were at. That was sort of the main theme behind it, and they kind of put on a big show for you. It was nice.
Who was your head coach at the time?
Lou Holtz.
Lou Holtz, wow. You know, I never realized that you played for Lou Holtz until right now.
Amazing, huh?
I could talk, well, I'm telling you, I could talk to you about that for an hour alone.
Yeah, I visited him a couple of weeks ago. As a matter of fact, I went to Orlando and visited him for, gosh, a good 2 or 3 hours. We had a real nice meeting.
Wow. Well, one day, I want you, seriously, I want to spend an hour talking to you about that because that's got to be some kind of story. In terms of specifically Lou Holtz, you're all grown ups, right? Or supposed to be. Did you have some time to go and have a little bit of fun on your own, or was it all supervised?
Oh, no. You always had a little bit of time on your own. The players always had some free times in the evenings, especially early on you usually go there almost a week before. Mm-hmm. And so it was all, you'd practice and then, you know, they'd have some sort of get together, something like that. And then after that, you were free until, you know, whatever time they decided that you were, you know, supposed to be in, you know, back to the hotel. So, it was a good time.
I'm still astounded. I didn't realize you played for Lou Holtz. Tell me about the Saints and Titans.
Well, I can tell you this. This Titans team is a team that, you know, it's fighting for its playoff life at this point. They're 8-6, and their quarterback, Tannehill, we always remember, we know who he is. He's bounced around forever, but he's a guy that since I want to say for the last 10 games, I guess like specifically the last 7 games, he's pretty good. His passer percentage is only second to Drew Brees in the league. So he's having a great run right now, and it's kind of fun to watch him play because he is really playing well. He's got a great tight end in John New, I think is his last name, and then this A.J. Brown, this young rookie, is really sort of lighting up as far as rookies go. He's leading the league in receptions, and then they've got Derrick Brown, who is not Derrick Brown, Derrick Henry, excuse me.
Oh yeah.
Derrick Henry is we haven't faced a back like that this year. This guy is 6'4" and 250 or more pounds, and is not only that, can he have breakaway speed, but you know, he can flat run you over and a wicked stiff arm. I mean, this guy is the most physical guy that we'll see, and he is, you know, well over 1,300 yards this year just in rushing. So we've got our work cut out for us. If we're going to beat this team, they're going to be hungry and ready to go. They're at home. We're going to have to bring our A game for sure.
I think sometimes people get confused with names and time, but if you wonder who Derrick Henry is, he was the number 2 for Alabama that was just outstanding and won the Heisman Trophy, I believe, did he not?
That's correct. Yep, that's exactly right. Yep.
All right, so this guy, Derrick Henry, is like a Latavius Murray plus 30 pounds maybe? And taller,
yeah.
Too?
Yeah, and probably faster.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the trick is for, I would think, what Tennessee is going to do, try to run him like crazy and keep Drew Brees and the offense off the field?
Well, they're certainly going to use him. They're certainly going to try to establish that, and that's what they do best is pound the football. But they do a lot of play action, and when they do that play action, it's legitimate because you've seen it before, mm-hmm. and all centers around coming off of Derrick Henry. And then right now, you know, the way Tannehill's playing, he's as accurate as he's going to be. The receivers he's have are physical, fast guys that can. It's kind of unusual to see this right now. I mean, it's this wide receiver you have is a big, physical, strong guy that is a lot like Michael Thomas, mm-hmm. but extremely fast. And then you've got this tight end that may be sort of the biggest surprise athletic tight end that I've seen in the league this year.
And Tannehill, as you said, on a roll. Is he a guy like Jameis Winston, where when he's good, he's very good, and when he's bad, he's very bad? Or is it more like a Ryan Fitzpatrick, where he gets on these hot streaks?
No, he's not a streaky player at all.
Okay.
This Tannehill is a consistent player, and the throws he makes are good throws. I mean, the 71% completion average just goes to show you that. He's a couple percentage points behind Drew Brees, and other than that, he's ahead of everybody else in the league. So he's accurate. He's got a great arm, and not only that, but he can move around in the pocket. He's an athletic guy.
I could have done without hearing that.
Well, defensively, we they're not great defensively, but they're not bad either. They've got some pretty active linebackers. Jarrell Casey is this defensive tackle that they have, that or this nose tackle. They play a 3-4 defense, so he's their nose, and he's really the biggest disruptor that they have on defense. And then everybody remembers Kenny Vaccaro because he was here for a while. He's playing some pretty good safety for him.
As it relates to Alvin Kamara, Latavius Murray, Drew Brees, what do we want to do? Do we want to try to run the ball and keep our defense off the field? Obviously, that would be the optimum, but is that part of the game plan because we're a little bit thin on defense? Do you see the Saints maybe pushing the run a little bit more? They do passing, balance. How you see that, Steve?
No, I think every game, I think what you try to do is you need to try to run the football. I mean, that's kind of football 1-on-1, Tommy. Those that can run the football and then defensively stop the run, those two things,
right.
and that pretty much lets you, it kind of has the keys to open up everything else. Once you do that, and I think we'll be able to run the football on them. And then I think in doing so, again, that opens up so much run pass option, excuse me, for Drew Brees and, you know, the tools he has with Michael Thomas and Jared Cook and Kamara out of the backfield and, you know, the rest of it, you know, Josh Hills and those types of things. So that helps us tremendously.
So do you see this as a – and let me tell you, y'all should listen to what Steve says, because last week you were talking about 53, the linebacker, right? I forgot his name, and he did play a really good game. So listen to the name Steve's telling you, because you can see him on Sunday.
And then Darius Leonard for the Colts. Yeah, he's a pretty good player.
Yeah, that's who it was, right, 53. When it comes to low-scoring game, high-scoring game, team has the ball last, what do you think?
I don't know if it's going to play out like that specifically. I don't think it's going to have to come down to a shootout type thing. I don't think that they're going to be able to score as many points as we do. But I will say our offensive line has been nicked a little bit, and nicked a lot. We're sort of the walking wounded this week. And again, we've still done a pretty good job of protecting number nine in those situations with our guys. So our guys are doing a good job of sucking it up and going out and playing. You know, I know we get Andrus Peat back this week, I think, but I think we sort of have to have a trade-off there, because I think we lose, Larry Warford at the same time on the other side. I'm not sure about that, but I do know that those guys are nicked, and some of the other guys are it's week 16, you know.
Everybody's banged up.
We're nicked up,
right.
Yeah. Titans are a little bit healthier than we are, but us being nicked up a little bit shouldn't affect a lot of what we're trying to do.
I would think if you ain't hurt, you ain't contributing.
Yeah, you haven't been out there much, right? Yeah, you haven't been out there much, yeah.
So, bottom line, you see the Saints winning?
I do. I don't think it's going to be a nail biter. I hope not. And I don't think it's a shootout by any stretch, but I do think it's going to be a close game. But I do still think the Saints probably win by 10.
Wow. Real quick, I want to ask you this, because I ask everybody about this. Janoris Jenkins, my ample gut, and you've seen me, tells me that Janoris Jenkins is going to wind up being a big difference maker going throughout this run and the rest of the season for the Saints. You think I'm wrong in that or not?
No, I think you're being, I think you're being hopefully optimistic, and I think that's the way we should be. Look, we've seen him play before. This guy's a 31-year-old veteran that we know can play. I mean, we've seen him for years play, and when he's on, he's a heck of a player. So I don't think there'll be much transition time for him to come in and play. I understand he's healthy, so I don't think it's going to be a thing where – I mean, he may have to learn some of the terminology, but other than that, he's a veteran player. He'll be able to swing this.
Steve, here now, our Christmas present to you. Do you know the words? Do you know words or not?
Of course I do. I know all the words.
Give me a couple of words. Here we go.
No.
All right. Have a great Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas. Nice. Happy New Year, Steve Court. Thank you so much, all right? We'll talk to you again. 9:53 back in a flash, WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.